We're dealing now with one aspect of Shomrim that we mentioned in the Hagdama, and we mentioned it also in passing, Legabi the Shavua that goes on between the Mafkir and the Nifkad, if the Chefetz is lost. But here we're going to discuss this Nekuda in detail. This is the Halacha of Shlichus Yad. The Torah says, B'mloi sholach yodoi b'mleches ve'eyu, this that the Nifkad, who received the chefetz, could pater himself from responsibility. Hashem mechinam, even if it's nignav or nevad. Hashem mesochar, if it's nenas. That's only assuming that he retains full din as a shomer and not more. The Torah is mechadish, and loy sholach yodoi, if he was sholach yodoi b'mlech zu'eyu, hence the name Shlichus Yad, then the halacha is that he does not have the p'tur of a shomer. The way Chazal understand this is that the Torah was mechadish, that there's a geder of a gneva on the person who sholach yodim lech zu'eyu, and because of the gneva, he now assumes a different form. He's responsible for Yenis Chavitz to return like a ganavis, and a ganavis chayav anoitzim. We learned in Bava Kama, Perek Meruba, in the last few prokem, that a ganav on the mitzvah of a heshiv sakzela is chayiv even on oitzim. Is chayiv beyond the regular shomer. Like a shoyl. Memela, I might add even more than a shoyl. A shoyl is potter and mesa machtav malocha. We'll have him yitzh Hashem later on in Perek HaShoyl. But the halacha of a ganev is that he's chayv b'choloif and shu. That's the halacha of a sholach yod. What determines a sholach yod? So pashtus, we would say that a person who's a gazan, could you steal yenes chayfetz if it's in your barn? Why not? As soon as you decide that you're holding on to it, not for him, as soon as you decide that you're going to embezzle it, so now we'll define you as a ganef. Not so simple. Why? Because the chefetz right now is in the reshus of the shomer, and we say, Chazal understand that the reshus of the shomer is the reshus. He's holding on to it for the balabai. So let's say it's a barrel of wine. A nifka is going away on vacation. He comes to a mafkid. Today it wouldn't be a barrel of wine, it would be a thing full of a container, a case full of jewelry. And he puts it someplace. That place right now is serving as the mokum for the chevitz that belongs to the nifkad. The mafkid's decision to be sheleach yad, to embezzle it, to steal it, to not return it, to claim that it was nignav and not give it back, is not changing the reality on the ground of this chevitz being here for the shayim. However, if he's sheleach yad befoil with a maisa, so then we could hear that if he does something to it, now Heyoisi is doing it with ill intentions. Even though Batsa, if let's say I put something in a certain closet, and then 3 days into my week-long term as a shomer, until they come back from Florida, there's some work that has to be done in the closet. Electricity box has to be fixed up. The light switch has to be worked on. So I take the jewelry and I move it someplace else. What happens if I take it and move it someplace else? So now the new place becomes the place of the shomer, of the mafkid. What happens if I take it from one place to another, not because the light switch is being worked on, but because I want to misappropriate and I want to keep it for myself? Would that now define it as out of the reshus of the mafkid, and now the nifkad, the shomer, is holding on to it for himself, and yesh lo din ganav al shaleach yad? That's the subject of our Mishnah. Hamafkid chovis etzel chaveroi. Somebody was mafkid, like we said, a chovis a yayin. Reuven was mafkid by Shimon. V'lo yichadu lo abaylam mokoim. The Bailim Reuven, who gave it to Shimon, didn't establish that the barrel of wine is going to stay in his garage on the left-hand side, tucked away behind suitcases. It is wherever it is. V'tiltel of v'nishbara. And it was carried, it was transported. The Shomer took it from place to place. And it was nishbara. Not as a pshia, as an oynis. So the din is like this. Imitoich yodoi. If the shomer was holding on to it and it was nishbara, and he picked it up and he took it from place to place, and it was nishbara before he put it back, letzorkoi, if he picked up the barrel of wine to be mishtamish letzorkoi, let's say it's a barrel of wine, and let's say he wanted the barrel of wine as a step stool to climb up on because he has to reach a high shelf. So he moved it over to the other side, he took it over there, before it was taken back to the place that the Mafka and the Nifka made up, that should be the place of the Chayfetz, it broke. If it's put back, not a problem, like the Mishnah is going to say. But before it was put back, we could see it now as being held on to as the Shomer temporarily out of its place. It's not the Shomer holding on to it for the Nifkad, for the Mafkid. It's the Shomer holding on to it right now for himself. So there the halacha is, if it's Lutzorka, the halacha is Chayiv. Lutzorka, if he moved it from place to place because there was work being done in that corner, it's safer in the other corner. So then he's right now holding on to it for the mafkid, for the owner. So then potter. He doesn't become a gazlan. Im mishihinicha, if after the shomer used the barrel of wine for a step stool, he taka took it litzor koi, but now it was put back. Nishbra, then it broke over there. Ben litzorka potter. The basic idea seems to be clear that when a shomer picks up something litzor koi, so then he's considered holding it. He removed it from the Bailam Zushus. He's now a Ganav, he's Chayav Bainzim. If he puts it back, he can undo that state of Gneva. The Gemara actually says that this is a Machloikis Tanoim. It's above a Kamadik of Machloikis. If a person is Goyniv Telem in Ha'eder, can he just put back that sheep in the barn and nobody's the wiser and that's considered Ashava? Or he has to inform the Bailam? And only with that it's considered Ashav. The Gemara Lamaisa makes a machlokes Rabbi Shmuel and Akiva out of it. This Mishnah is Sosim Ke Rabbi Shmuel, but only the beginning of the Mishnah. Now let's learn the Seif in the Mishnah. We'll see the Mishnah is Soser itself. The first Chelik in the Mishnah, Mafkid Chovet Seisul Chaveiro Velo Yichadu Lo Abaylam Mokim. It sounded like the Dogish was on that, because now the Mishnah says, Yichdu Lo Abaylam Mokim. Let's say the Bailam was Miyachin and Mokim. It means it wasn't arbitrary that the Shomer decided the safe place was in that closet and he moved it from there. They made up that the jewelry has to be put over there, it has to be put in the safe, in the basement, whatever it is. The Tiltel of Anishbra, the same type of thing where he carried it and it broke, Ba'oinis, Be'mitach Yodeh Be'mishinicha, even after he put it back, he's holding on to it for sure. He has a din of a ganav. He put it back, he also has a din of a ganav. Litzor Koi, what makes him to a ganav? He has the din of a ganav when he picked it up, Litzorka, then it turned into a ganav, therefore Chayiv. Litzorka, like we had in the Reisha, Potur. Sounds like the chiluk between the Reisha and the Sefer is whether it was Yichdula or Lo Yichdula. The Gemara Lemaisa is Doicha. That can't be the Pshat. The Gemara disagrees that that would not be Kaveh. The Gemara actually says that Enoch and Ami, we have two Tanoim here in the Mishnah. The Reisha, the Mishnah, where it says that Mishahinicho, the halach is his pot, it's cool that he made a hashova, like we said, is the sheet of Rabbi Shmuel. But the Sefer, the Mishnah, is Rabbi Kiva. Why the Mishnah is Nokat, V'lo Yichtu, and Yichtu is just to sharpen the chilik, which the Gemara sometimes does. We have a theory in the Mishnah. The Lo Yichtu Abayla means that Rabbi Shmuel holds that even by Lo Yichtu Lo Abayla Mokoim, the halach is if it's put back there, it's called a hashova, even though that place is not really the place. So what determines as Hashava? Bishlam is putting back the sheep in a barn. You put it back. Over here, what makes that? You put it back in the closet where it was. That's the place? No, it's still called Hashava. In the Sefer, Yichdu Lo Abaylim Mokim, Rebbe Kiva holds it's not called Hashava because it's not Midas Abaylim, despite the fact that it has a place. You put it back in that place. Maybe it's like putting it back in the barn. Putting it back in the barn is also not good. That's the Pshat in the Mishnah. Mishnah Yud, Hamafkid Mois Etzel Chaveru. Here's another case where a Shomer might be allowed to use the Pekodin that was put by him. And over here, it's better than if he's Shaleach Yad. What's the case? The case is that Reuven was Mafkid money to watch by Shimon. Tsuroron Vivshilon Lachayrov. He took responsibility for somebody's money. He takes it, he puts it in a beg it, ties it up. And Vivshilon Lachayrov, he puts it on he slings it over his back, and he carries it in a knapsack on his back. Or he didn't watch it. He entrusted it to somebody who's not trustworthy. The door of the place that was closed was not closed properly. He's really a Peshea. Both cases are Peshea. Both of you gave it to somebody not trustworthy. Or this tzoron v'shim l'achar, that's not a way to watch money. Gemara even brings a pasuk. The pasuk says when a yid is taking ma'isa sheni money to Yerushalayim, v'tzarto akesef biyodoy. So the way to carry money is in hand. The mission says in second parak that a person has to be careful when he's holding money. Adam adam osu l'mashmish b'kisa b'chal shoh. So Mamela, this is not considered a satisfactory shmirus, i.e. he was a pesher. The halacha is that he's chayiv. The shomer is chayiv. Shalai shomer, kederach ha-shomer, wasn't watched properly. Vim shomer, kederach ha-shomerim, if he watched it, kederach ha-shomerim, then he's potter. The din of the mission is ganz poshut. If he's pesher, so then he's chayiv. If he's not pesher, then he's not chayiv. The mission is mayrich, the Gemara brings out a point over him. Shomer, kederach ha-shomerim, is by a shomer chinam, he'd be potter on gneva v'aveda. If it was watched, then it was watched well. It's put away in a secure place. Not like the two cases that I mentioned in the Mishnah. By shomer sochar, even putting it away in a secure place, not enough money, is easily stolen, and it needs a better shmira. The Gemara says, ain shmira l'ksofim ela b'karkois. So the Gemara says, by shomer sochar, it'd be mechuyif to put it mamish safe. Since it's so old gneiv and people know where money is, some of it has to be buried in the ground or in like in a safety deposit box, something that can't be broken into. Now those would be the options. Legabi putting money in the bank, that we'll have to see in the next mission of Ezra Hashem.